Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to Who's a Good Dog, the podcast where I ask just how good are dogs? The answer so far seems to be very, very good. I'm Kate Lever, journalist and author of the book Good Dog. My co-host Bert has been lying with his legs in the air like an upended beetle for hours and cannot be relied upon to contribute anything but cuteness to this show. Regardless, on each episode of Who's a Good Dog, I talk to someone wonderful about their best and favourite canine friend. Today, I'm chatting to hilarious American author, Kristen Arnett. Kristen has written two fantastic books so far. Her debut novel, Mostly Dead Things, was a New York Times bestseller, and her second one, With Teeth, has been named Book of the Year by countless publications. She's an essayist too, and this may be a confusing thing to say, but she's also an internet dad. Kristen is estranged from members of her biological family, so in the lead up to Father's Day last year, she appointed herself Twitter's gay dad, offering support to anyone who might find that day difficult. She tweets about beer, makes dad jokes, wears a baseball cap, and doles out empathy to anyone who requests it. It's very funny, but it's actually also very lovely. Kristen lives in Miami with her girlfriend and their French bulldog, Lola. Kristen, thank you so much for agreeing to talk to me today and on this very important subject. May I first say how much I love your writing and your internet content, and also I think how much it would have made a difference in my life when I was younger. But today we're not here to talk about me. I may bring myself up from time to time, but we are here to talk about Lola. Could you start us off with treating us to a description of what your beautiful dog Lola looks like?
Oh, this is a very good question. Lola is what I would describe as her shape being an orb, very round. She is potato-shaped orb. She's a French bulldog. She's about to turn 12.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah.
An elderly lass in dog years.
Yeah, she's a little bit of a cranky grandma, but sweet. She is black and white, so she kind of looks like, I guess, also a little like a cow.
A potato cow.
Yes, a potato cow. And she has a very smashed-in kind of face, and so she snuffles a little like a pig. So pig, cow, potato, black and white dog.
I mean, I love all of those things, so I think it sounds fantastic. What's she like?
Oh, she is very sweet. She does not bark. She loves all people. Like, without question, like if a murderer broke in my house, I think she might leave with the murderer. She would want to give them a chance. She's fine with other dogs, but now she's reached an age where she's old enough that she's not like super into puppies because they are too playful for her, but she won't nip at them or anything. She does this thing where she just turns around and like pretends she does not see them. She's like, if I pretend you're not here, then you have to leave me alone. But overall, like, she's great with kids, like, and kids love her. They think she's all kinds of different animals. Like, one day a baby in a stroller pointed at her and very proudly said, "Pig." Baby isn't wrong.
Yeah, she's not wrong.
She just loves attention. Like, I've tried taking her to the dog park before, and she loves it because she will go up to every single person there, and especially if that person is petting another dog, and insinuate herself between them and be like, "Have you met me?" But she's very friendly.
Oh, I love the sound of her. I think I'm going to try that technique of just slowly turning my back against people when I get to sort of Lola's vintage. So what is Lola doing right now?
She is sleeping on the floor behind me. I brought her in because I was like, oh, this is your time to shine. This is, I'm talking about you. And she was sleeping on the couch because that's what she does, I would say, 90% of the day is sleep. And then she'll wake up and snuffle around, and she likes to chase a laser pointer that people usually use for cats.
Yeah.
She's obsessed with that. And then she has like a little chewy pepper toy, like a hot pepper. And she likes to bring that around and show it to people. But yeah, she's snoring, so you'll probably hear that occasionally.
Fantastic. I'm disappointed if there isn't a sort of like background snuffle snoring noise during one of these shows. Now, doing my maths, I believe you've been with your partner for 3 years and Lola is 12, which makes me think that Lola was in your life before you met your beloved. Is that correct?
It is correct, yes.
Let's start with how Lola came into your life, and then I want to hear all about how Lola reacted to having a new parent.
Yes. So it's a very funny story about how I got Lola. Actually, I was living in Orlando at the time. I was married to my ex-wife. We had a dog together whose name was Sadie, and she's like a half lab. They told us half boxer, but I'm like pretty sure pit bull mix. We just gotten her from like a litter that was like in the newspaper, but I was obsessed with French bulldogs. And I was like, oh, I kept looking at pictures of them online. I really liked them. And I had like a lot of back and forth with my now ex-wife about the fact that I was like, it's just wild to try and like spend money like that on a dog. There's so many dogs that are like need homes that like, and so I was like, I just want to see them. I was like, I just want to go play with one or like look at one. And so my ex was like really exasperated with me. And she was like, well, why don't you like look up one of those like French bulldog meetup groups and then like just go and play with them there or something. And I was like, I know she's being sarcastic, but I was like, fine, I will do that. And so I looked it up online, and there was like a French bulldog / Boston Terrier meetup group that met at this big park in Orlando, like once a month. And I was like, I'm just going to go. And if they think I'm creepy and tell me to leave, then I will leave. Because I was like, maybe they're going to think I'm like a dog snatcher. I ended up writing like a short story kind of based on it afterwards because it was so funny to me. But I showed up and I wound up talking with this woman because it was like a lot of people there and people all knew each other. And I was like, I am a creep. I don't know anyone here. And I talked to like a woman who was she was in her 60s and she didn't really know anyone. And she had her dog with her, which was a French bulldog, was wearing a dress and a hat, and it was in a baby stroller. And people were like kind of giving her the go around, like not really talking to her. And I was like, I'll talk with this lady. I really just want to see her dog, which was just sat there like totally like a lump and fine being in a dress in the Florida heat in a stroller. But I was talking to her about, because I was like, can I just ask you questions? I was like, I don't have one, but I really love them. They're so sweet. Can you tell me more about them? And she just rambled and went on and on. And I think she was really happy to have somebody to talk to. She really liked me. And then she pulled up from the bottom of the stroller a little like crate, and there was puppy inside of it.
Oh, I was hoping you were going to say that.
And she was like, let me talk to you about something. She's like, I have this puppy. I breed my dogs. And she's like, I have this puppy. She's like, it's promised to my 7-year-old niece for her birthday, but I don't feel good or confident about giving this dog to my niece because she's not going to take care of it. the family is not good with dogs. They're like, I don't know. She went on and on. She like did not like them. And so she did not want to get this dog. And she's like, if you give me $50 right now, I will give you this dog. And I was like, can you wait here and I'll go to an ATM? Cause I did not have any money. And I ran on the street and I was like, this lady has got to be like just pulling my leg or something. And I got back, I gave her $50. She gave me the dog in this crate. And she's like, oh, by the way, like all the first shots are already done. Like the spaying's already paid for. You just have to take the dog to my vet. And like this stuff's all taken care of. And she gave me a card and all the stuff and everything. And I was like, okay. And then I left with this dog and I went home with this like tiny, tiny little dog. My ex-wife was not home and I had not talked to her about this. And she got home. Like she was like at the time, like trying to get into like nursing school. So she was taking like these all day, like nursing exams. And she came home and I was like, surprise, I got a dog. And she loves dogs. So she was like, not as mad as me as like she probably wouldn't have been if the dog wasn't so cute. But yeah, and then I took the dog into the vet and the lady hadn't lied. All the things were paid for, the spay was paid for. Cause I was like, maybe the lady gave me this dog because there's something wrong with the dog. And then the vet, everything's perfect, everything's fine, like checked on everything. So it was like this very strange, completely Florida, I feel like, kind of thing to happen where it's like, oh yeah, I went to like a weird dog meetup. I don't have a dog, and I came away with a dog for $50 because this strange lady with a dog and a stroller like sold it to me.
Oh my God, I love that. I mean, I wonder how the niece's 7th birthday went.
Yeah, probably not great. I'm that I stole a child's dog.
But I'm also with this woman in terms of not trusting a 7-year-old with a dog, because I have been a 7-year-old, as I'm sure you have.
Yes.
And 7-year-olds make all sorts of promises to walk a dog and feed a dog and care for a dog. And then it's always the adults who end up doing it. So I think this woman was discerning and she looked at the prospective, you know, caretaker of this dog. And then she saw you and she thought, upgrade.
I'm Helen O'Hara, film journalist, author, and host of Women vs. Hollywood, a new podcast from the Strict Media family. We're exploring the fall and rise of women in Hollywood, from the silent era to the present day and into the future. Each episode, I'm joined by 3 or more special guests to discuss the challenges that women face in the film industry and look at what we can do to change the picture. We've got actors, directors, producers, writers, academics, film experts, you name it, they're all here to explain what's going on in Hollywood. Search for Women vs. Hollywood now, wherever you're listening to this, and come join us.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
So, talk me through what happened when you broke up with your ex-wife and Lola came with you.
Yes. Luckily, we had it feels very lesbian, I guess. We had an amicable breakup with each other. We, like, even after we split up, we lived together for a little while. We had a big enough house where that was feasible. And we had, like, 3 dogs and a cat and a hamster.
Amazing.
So what ended up happening was I received a fellowship in Las Vegas at the Black Mountain Institute, like a writing fellowship, which was going to be for like half a year. And they told me that I could bring Lola if I wanted to. So, I mean, I talked with my ex-wife and Lola's always been like my dog.
Well, it was your $50.
Yeah, it was my $50. It's true. But Sadie, which is the dog that we had gotten together, has always been like Emily's dog, which is my ex-wife's name. And so like, I would never dream of like trying to like take Sadie with me, who incidentally yesterday was her 16th birthday.
Oh, bless.
So, I mean, it wasn't because we still like, I have to go out of town for writing things or she wants to do something. And so like, it's basically like, okay, I'm going to drop you off with like your mom. Like, I'm going to drop you off. I'll see you later. I'll see you in like next weekend. Like, be good.
Oh, I love it. I love that. And so tell me about then, your girlfriend is called Kayla.
Yes.
So what happened when Kayla met Lola?
Yeah, Kayla has always been like a cat person. Like, her family has never had dogs. She's never really been around them. She likes them fine, but it's one of those things where it's like, you just don't know much about them. And so she was excited to meet Lola. The first time she met Lola was when we were moving in together, like literally the day I picked her up from the airport.
Wow. Oh.
Because she came with me to the fellowship because her job is remote. So she was like, I can just come with you. I was like, okay, we'll just come live out with me in Vegas and we'll take the dog with us and we'll like see how things go. And so I went to pick her up from the airport with all my stuff in the car and the dog. And she got in the car and greeted Lola. And I was like, I need to use the restroom. Can you just like watch the dog really quick? And so then they had their like moment of like bonding time. Like, she walked the dog. And I would say now that Kayla's like helicopter mom with Lola. She's like so concerned about her all the time. She's like constantly thinking about, is she going to be okay? What's she doing? Did she eat something weird? Like, she,
yeah.
She's very sweet with her. And they immediately like, just like, Lola is so deeply concerned about whatever's going on with Kayla and never is concerned about it. She's like, oh, you're fine. When we were on the way back from Vegas, we stopped at this bed and breakfast in New Orleans. And so it's like in the middle of like COVID and we had to drive back across the country. So we just, my friend Jamie and I, we just bought out the 4 rooms. We're like, okay, so that way no one will be here and we don't see anybody. And there was a pool there. And so we went into like, use the pool, and Lola was distressed that Kayla was in the pool. She was like, I don't like that you're in here. What if you drown? Like, I don't love that you're in the pool. Didn't care that I was in the pool at all, but was just like following Kayla around the perimeter of the whole pool and finally just decided to try and get in to save her. And French bulldogs notoriously cannot swim. And so she immediately sank. Like, she looked like a poster someone threw like into the water, just like sank to the bottom. And so the Kayla had to like immediately grab her up and put her on the side. And she just stood there like shell shocked, but it's like, she can't swim, but was so concerned that Kayla, something bad might happen to Kayla.
It sounds like that's kind of a metaphor for their relationship as well. They're just like so desperate to look after each other. But also that they match each other's energy and concern as well is so interesting. It's like, she's matching your slight aloofness.
Yeah.
Whereas with Kayla, she's like, okay, you're worried about me, I'm worried about you. Are you as worried about me as I'm worried about you? Because I think we should be as worried about each other. It's so cute. I love it. The reason I asked you how Kayla and Lola got on is because I love hearing about when new human beings are introduced into a dog's life. Because my stepmom had the most elegant golden retriever that's ever existed called Maggie when she got together with my dad when I was quite young. And when my dad moved in with my stepmom, Maggie, the golden retriever, used to move all of his stuff to protest him moving in because it was her home. But my favorite was that she would pick up his shoes and put them at the front door. Like, off you go, pop on your shoes and be on your way. And, you know, eventually they became such good friends. And my dad is one of those very sweet secret dog people who, you know, for many years kind of objected to the idea of having a dog and is now Well, basically either on the ground talking to his dogs, on the phone talking to me about his dogs, or giving out copies of my book, which is about dogs. So, you know, it's a very lovely story. But I always want to know if anyone else's dogs, you know, were passive aggressive in asking new people to leave their home. Because I just think it's really got very good comedic value. How do your friends and Kayla's friends feel about Lola? And do you feel that they treat her with the reverence and love that she deserves?
I think so, yes.
Yeah.
She makes people feel like special. She makes people feel like when people come in, like, I've been waiting for you to come. I've been waiting for you to get here. And then treats them like they're like the number one person in the world. And Lola also, I feel like she has this idea that she knows like how to make herself look more like cute and endearing, because when she's begging, which she is very bad about, she really, really wants people food all the time. When she wants to eat, like she does different things. Like she has those bat ears on the top of her head. So it's like, when you can tell when she's feeling certain ways, if she's like kind of unhappy, she'll put her ears kind of back a little. And when she's like on alert, they go forward. Like, you know, if she spies an especially threatening plastic bag, her ears will go forward. But when she wants food, she will sit beside wherever you're eating, and she sits perfectly like pulled forward, like very round, with her face like upturned and her ears like perfectly upright, but like a little to the side, with her eyes as big as they can go, with her little moon face looking up at you. And it's like a perfect little, the sweetest little French bulldog. She does that.
She knows how cute she is, and she knows her angles as well, you know? Also how lucky you are to be protected from intruders and cats, but also so many rogue plastic bags.
I've never seen her bark so ferociously. There are things that sometimes look menacing and she's like, oh, I didn't notice. Like there'll be, I mean, we live in Florida, so there's like a million animals around all the time. She's the least observant dog I've ever seen in my life.
What kind of animals are in Florida? I don't know anything about Florida wildlife.
So many. At any given moment, there's like any kind of thing going on. I'm living in Miami right now, but I lived in Central Florida for like pretty much my whole life. And there's every kind of lizard you can think of. Down here, we have iguanas, which get like really huge. They swim in the ocean too.
Oh my God.
There's squirrels and rats and possums and raccoons and basically any kind of like nocturnal little kind of animal. And they're out all the time. There's a million kinds of bugs because it's very swampy and it's very tropical. There's alligators and snake and basically everything, every kind of thing you could think of.
What is the craziest animal that Lola has interacted with?
Oh, I guess probably an iguana at this point.
Oh my God.
It was walking along and then she finally noticed it. And I got a little video of it because I was going to notice this iguana.
Good.
And she chased it under a car. And it was like, of course, there was like no danger of her even getting close to it because she's so slow. Bless her heart.
Yeah. Well, she is an orb. You can only expect an orb to move that fast, you know?
Yeah, like a bowling ball cannot chase this iguana.
When you were profiled in Vanity Fair magazine, you were photographed with Lola in a garden beside a play pool. I'd like to know how that photo shoot went. What kind of model is Lola? Did she have to be given treats to get into position, or was she just happy to pose?
She is pretty good. You can like pretty much get her to do anything. It's a little, if she's by herself in a picture, it just goes faster if you have like one little treat, and you can use that one treat the whole time. Like you don't have to give her a bunch of them. She'll sit, you can get her to do stuff. You can get her to look places or move. If you're in the photo with her, then it's like pretty easy. Like doing that one next to like the kiddie pool, like was really easy. I was like, okay, you can just kind of pushed her behind down, like on the ground. And then she just sat and looked at Eve, who was the photographer, who was super nice. Like we just ended up hanging out all day. We had beers and stuff and hung out. Yeah. She just sat and looked at Eve with her little scarf on and was like, okay, I'm here. I'm ready. Like take a picture of me. My girlfriend and I have started doing holiday cards every year.
Oh, yes.
We take a photo like on a timer and then put them on those cards and send them out to people, and we'll have Lola be in it. But if you're holding her up, she just goes limp. There's this like way in which her entire body looks like so boneless, like all the bones fell out of her body. And so there's definitely like, I think this year's Christmas card is looking, she looks a little
lumpy.
Yeah, like definitely like her neck bone like fell out or something. I don't know, but it's still cute, and it's definitely.
Oh,
like,
I mean, cute. I think it sounds extremely cute. If anything, cuter than when she's, you know, really working her angles. I've seen pictures of Lola appearing to read your books on Instagram, and I do that with my dog too, and I think it's the very best kind of book promotion.
I really like it. When there's people whose books come out and I get copies of them and I really like the book, or it's friends' books, I always try and pose like Lola, like with the book, because it's nice to have, I mean, you know, it's nice to have your book posted places, obviously, like we really like that as authors, but it's like a double whammy of like cuteness to kind of have a dog in the photo with them. It makes people look at it too in a way that like maybe they wouldn't have if it's just a picture of books sitting next to like a potted plant or like just sitting on a table. Like there's like a cute little dog like posed next to it, like maybe with a little scarf on or a bow or like whatever. And especially even sometimes when she just looks completely disinterested, I think that's still funny. I don't
know. Oh, it would work on me. I would be, I mean, I buy a lot of books anyway, but if there is a dog in the picture, it would increase my chances of buying that book significantly. It feels odd to talk about anything, even dogs, without acknowledging the state of the world. And the world feels very grim, you know, pandemic, war, climate crisis, etc. This is in part why I spend so much of my time talking about dogs, because you have to get the joy where you can. Can you tell me how Lola helps you feel better about life, even if it's just watching her roll around in the laundry that you are about to put in your wardrobe?
I mean, you're so right. I don't know what I would do most of the time if I didn't have some like small, beautiful, little perfect thing that just is like a reminder that there is like some special good things, just moments. Like moments of joy that like pop up throughout like the midst of like a lot of misery, because there is a lot of constant overwhelming like crashing waves of terror and terribleness that are difficult to get through. I mean, even in moments where it's just like my own anxiety about, which in the grand scheme of things I know is small, but anxiety about like my own worth or like my work and like what I'm trying to do, or like, you know, moments of feeling like failure or just stress or like general like unease or depression, there's like this feeling of like intense comfort from knowing that there's like a creature that loves you regardless and wants to be with you regardless, like that you're the most important thing in their world, and you can have a day where you are like the stupidest you've ever felt in your life and that dog will not give a shit. Like that dog will like sit with you and be with you and still thinks you're terrific. There's like this contentment that I don't know, at least I haven't discovered, comes from like maybe anything else. Yes. And those small moments are like, feel like they sustain us a little bit, because I don't know. It's tough. It really is tough.
Oh, I mean, I completely agree. You know, the last thing my dog worried about was the fact that there was a wasp stuck in my lamp making a weird noise. While I think they are more emotionally perceptive than we give them credit for, and they know when something's wrong with us, they don't understand, you know, major war and pandemics and stuff, which is quite comforting.
Yeah.
Okay, before I let you go, I just have a few quick fire questions about Lola. How many outfits would you say Lola has, and does she have a favorite?
Oh, this is such a good question. She has an entire bin, like a giant box of clothes and things. I would say that I have dozens and dozens of scarves that switch out for her. And she loves to have you put them on her, because then you tell her how good she looks and she can hear in your voice that she looks good. And so she'll dance around a little bit and do a little roll. She has a very nice coat that she has been enjoying wearing out. We took her to North Carolina and it was cold out, and so she had to have a coat on, and she liked it because it was like fleece with like a red plaid fleece with like a fur, like a little lamb kind of fur inside of it.
Yeah.
And so she did like that. She thought she looked very good in that, you could tell, because she would like strut around a little bit and didn't try and roll around to get it off. My favorite that I have for her that she does not like very much is a bright green frog costume, a little like frog hood that goes over her head. I would say that's my personal favorite.
Yeah. incredible. And if someone were wanting to see photographs of these, they could probably find them online. The frog, for instance.
Yes.
Yes. Someone being me. Do you and your partner ever make up stupid songs about Lola and sing them to her?
Yes. But a thing I really love to do with my dog is slow dance with my dog. She's a very small lump and she'll just lean, like really flatten herself to your chest if you kind of hold her up. And if you've got some music on, or even if you don't, you can just little slow dance sway with the dog and she just loves it. She's there. She's chill. I mean, I'm putting a lot on her. She loves it.
But she loves it.
Try to escape. She just kind of leans into it. So it's like, she's fine with it. At least at the very, she's fine with it. Maybe she's like, you need this right now. And I'm willing to give this to you. But
yeah,
I like to think that she enjoys our dances as much as I.
Well, it's just rhythmic cuddling. I'm sure she loves it. Just like I'm sure my dog loves it when I perform the entire soundtrack of Six the Musical for him and he goes to sleep. What's the most embarrassing thing Lola has ever done?
Oh, wow. There's this area in Orlando that's like very ritzy and like nice. It's called like Park Avenue in Winter Park. And I had a really nice day and we'd had like a brunch outside. And I was like, look at me. I'm like having a brunch with my dog outside. And I felt so classy, which is never how I feel about myself. And I'm never usually looking to feel classy. I'm like fine with being a person that just drinks beer out of like a paper bag. Like that's fine with me. I'm good. But this day I was like, look, I'm like, got it together. I went to brunch in this nice place. My dog is behaving. We walked past this like very fancy little boutique, like French restaurant where there's like these very nicely dressed couples eating these beautiful meals outside and drinking wine. And we walked right past it. She squatted like right next to this couple's table, like could not have been closer. Like she just ran over and decided to go to the bathroom right next to these like beautiful people and their beautiful food. And I was like, oh, never mind. Like I was mistaken. Like neither of us are classy, including my dog.
Where does she sleep at night?
Oh, she sleeps in the bed with us.
Yeah. And how does that work? Does she take up a strange amount of room proportionate to how big she actually is because she lies diagonally and somehow takes up all of the bed? Or is that just my dog?
Yeah, no, it's very shocking because we have like a California king, like giant bed. And Lola starts at the end of the bed. She has like her special blanket that she really likes. It's like very plush. And she's like down there on that blanket at the start of the night. But like sometime around 5 a.m, usually she decides it's time to wedge herself between us. That's that time. It's what happens like clockwork every morning around 5. So she burrows in there. And then like maybe right around when it's time to get up, like around like 8 or so, she decides it's time to move over to either in front of Kayla or in front of me. And so that she can know when one of us are going to like get up out of the bed so she can be first to get up because she likes to have a routine. She's like, you know, take me out. I want my food. And then she takes like an assortment of pills and such in the morning. So she's like ready for all those things.
I am also constantly enchanted by how much dogs like their little routines. My dog is a real stickler for routine. And in fact, we took him to what sounds like a really sweet holiday. We took him to a little dog-friendly getaway in the Cotswolds in the English countryside. I went to quite lengths to find somewhere that would be appropriate for him with lovely walks to go on, and they promised to give him a sausage at breakfast table and all sorts of things. And he basically was like, what is this change in routine? Am I now in charge of guarding the whole hotel? And why has our bedtime gone back? Because you're having a sleep in. And we had a schedule and we agreed on the schedule and now you're making amendments to the schedule and I don't like it. Okay, one last question. What makes Lola happiest in life?
I would say that probably being around people, like that probably makes her the happiest. She truly, genuinely is thrilled. You can see how happy she is to be around. Like she loves to be around us. She's just mostly she's happy if we're home. She also gets really happy if you give her like a little bite of whatever you're eating. So yeah. Maybe those two things combined.
Company and a little snack. She's got it all worked out. Those are the most important things in life. Kristen, thank you so much for talking to me today. It has been a genuine pleasure, and please give Lola an extra cuddle for me.
Thank you for having me. This is just fun.
Thank you so much.
You guys have a good day.
You too.
Thank you for listening to Who's a Good Dog. If you like the show, hit subscribe on your favourite podcast app and tell your friends at the dog park. If you didn't like it, keep it to yourself. And if you really, really liked it, I actually wrote a whole book about dogs. It's called Good Dog, celebrating the dogs who change and sometimes even save our lives. It's about my dog Bert and how he helped me through depression, and 10 other good dogs who've helped their people too. There's a border terrier called Sir Jack Spraticus, who can fetch the landline phone in an emergency, a pug who looks like a loaf of bread when she lies down, and a schnoodle called Noodle who works in a dementia ward. Basically, if you like dogs, I can almost guarantee you'll like this book. This episode of Who's a Good Dog was produced by Arlie Adlington. Original music is by Luke Batt and the artwork is by Ryan Hodge. Any background snoring sounds were provided by Bertie the dog.
Who's a good dog?
You just heard a Stripped Media production.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Thank you.